Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. So someone's relationship from our morning show with their significant other could have ended because they were so thirsty to post their amazing time that they were having while away from their significant other. And we'll reveal more details for you in a second. That brings up the question, is it fair for you to be mad at your partner for partying without you and posting tons of stories on the gram? And they're like surrounded by beautiful competition, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Popping bottles, taking shot after shot, and just hugging on them, having a great time. Is it fair to be mad at that? And let's bring in our potential victim of this, DJ Majestic. And I know you guys aren't surprised because the first two letters of his name is DJ.
Yeah, that usually insinuates like you know how to post on stories. You popped a few bottles.
DJ Majestic, man, he's like a brother to me, and I love him, bro. But you've been in a relationship for how long with an amazing woman? She's a teacher. Her name is Jamie.
I've been together about 4 months.
All right, so before you tell us if you're newly single and how she reacted to these stories, so you made a trip to the Philippines.
Yes.
And we've posted these stories up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio for you to see. Mm-hmm. And let me just give you a couple of visions if you can't get to the stories. Majestic is literally at a club, popping bottles, taking shots with basically Miss Philippines from the last 5 years.
Right, like he's got...
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, by the way, they just
won like Miss Universe, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous women, and he's the only dude. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand, Majestic, how many people DM me. People I don't even know.
Yo, what's going on here?
Is he single again?
Yeah, yo, what's up with Majestic? Is he single? And I was like, no, I don't think so. He's like, yo, did you see his stories? How's this girl reacting? You know, so I'm like, I don't know. And then I saw the stories. I was like, oh, damn. Okay.
I was kind of surprised when you told me, Edgar. I mean, that's just like partying. You know what I mean? People do that.
Well, you got to put it in perspective. Like, you know how sometimes Chelsea comes in and we're looking at Insta stories like, yo, when were you at this fancy party? Like some record label on the roof of someone's house in the hills. Majestic's got the same situation in the Philippines. Like, this dude is a DJ. Very, very good. You hear him on the mini mix every day. Somehow, he rolls into the Philippines, and it's like, he's like a king over there. Dude, wild. Like, he's wildly famous in the Philippines.
Like, people are carrying him while he's DJing.
Someone's feeding him grapes, fanning him with
wearing
a big...
all things Gucci.
Not so even.
Majestic, first and foremost, who were these girls that were all over you, bro?
They weren't all over me.
Look at the stories at 97.1 Amp Radio.
You be the judge.
Well, a lot of them are friends, and one of them is actually my cousin who...
Oh, okay, it just got weird.
That I hang out with every time I go to the Philippines, and she's a model over there. She does print work and all that stuff. So a lot of her friends that I met throughout the years happen to be models and stuff.
So imagine you being Majestic's girlfriend, and you're here in the States while he's in the Philippines, and Majestic has the audacity to tag these girls make it easier for his girl to research.
Are you serious?
So she goes to these, and all these girls that are tagged, legit professional models, you know, anchors, this and that, you know what I'm saying, a whole nother level. Now, let me say this. Jamie, your current girl, well, we don't know if she's still your girlfriend, is absolutely gorgeous as well. You know what I'm saying? Not that she should be feeling in any kind of way, but Chelsea, how would you feel if you saw that?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's important. You're allowed to have fun. When you're in a relationship, you can still have fun on your own. I think that that's important. You're supposed to have, you can have your own lives and go out and party separately. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I do think when you're in a relationship, you do have to kind of be sensitive to your significant other's feelings. Like, I think the one thing, and I just saw your stories for the first time, but like, there, you definitely, like, watching it, you are the only guy there. You look incredibly single, and you are literally showcasing the girls. I think,
no.
I think it makes it better. No. It makes it better that one of them is your cousin, sure.
They're all my cousins.
But there is one story where literally a girl puts her finger to her mouth, like, shh, don't tell. What's happening?
That's not even like that.
But that's the only thing. But that's kind of the impression. I don't think you are. I think you're super trustworthy and loyal, but I think that's the impression. I'd kind of be like, I wish he would just be more sensitive to my feelings.
Oh, wow. All right, so coming up next, we'll find out if Majestic's still with Jamie. Also, I'm sure Brian has gotten in trouble many a times because of Instagram stories, but we want to hear from you. Is it fair for you to be mad at your partner for partying without you and posting tons of stories on the gram surrounded by very, very good-looking competition? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text, 877-971-HITS. Let's go to the phone lines. Michelle from Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it fair to be mad at DJ Majestic for doing all that?
Yes, I do think that I would be upset if I was his girlfriend because there's a lot of double standards out here, and I just feel like a guy would be upset if his girl was out having fun with her friends. Mm. And there's guys in the background. He'd be like, well, what the hell?
Michelle, have you ever been mad at your dude for what he posts?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when there's a bunch of girls in the background when he said he's going out with the guys.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that.
That's a different story.
Yeah. He didn't lie. He just said, I'm balling in the Philippines. Jamie, feel free to follow along.
I'm definitely going to follow you. And if he blocks me, then there's going to be somebody following him that I'm going to find out.
Woo! There it is.
I think that's a different issue, though.
Yo, Michelle, I love the way you think. That's very true, though. Majestic, how would you have felt if all of a sudden you're in the Philippines, your girl Jamie's out here in Cali partying with a bunch of dudes taking shots with them?
I like to think I'd feel okay.
We can see it on his face.
And one of the dudes at the end of the video puts his finger over his lips going, shh, don't tell nobody.
Maybe someone was loud in the room or something. I don't know.
Appreciate you guys.
Love you, Michelle.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Christina from Montclair, good morning.
Good morning.
Christina, you're saying it's not fair to get mad at a situation like DJ Majestic where he partied without his girlfriend with a bunch of beautiful women.
It's also the situation. He's a DJ. That's his job. And I'm pretty sure she knew that getting into a relationship with him.
Boom.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It should be that easy, but trust me, when you work in show business, it never is.
Brian, how many times have you gotten in trouble, bro, because of Instagram stories?
I've gotten countless numbers of times. I'm to the point now where all I do is put up Instagram stories of like kittens and stuff, and me helping out people, like old ladies cross the street. I'm like, look.
Man, I'm so lonely all by myself, missing my girlfriend.
But
then there have been ones where I feel like you posted like a night you're out, and then like the next day I notice that they're deleted.
Oh, yeah, I'll delete.
I'm like, oh, he went through it.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no shame in deleting Instagram stories. You go through and you're like, ooh, yeah. No.
Christina, appreciate you calling in and being like, yo, it's in the job description. If you're going to date a DJ, you got to know he's going to be surrounded by beautiful women popping bottles, right?
There it is.
Well, I mean, it's also if he told her, like, hey, I'm going to go out. My cousin's going to be there. She's got a lot of people there. I mean, you have to be honest with them. And if you're getting in a relationship with somebody, you should trust that person 100%. And if you don't, then you shouldn't be with them.
Christina, thank you for calling in. Happy Friday. We love you.
Thanks. Love you, too. Have a great day.
Emma from North Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you be mad at DJ Majestic for posting all that?
Honestly, I think DJ Majestic is hot.
Hey, kill me.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just asking for a friend if he's still with his girlfriend or not.
Emma,
I feel like this took a turn.
DJ Majestic.
Oh,
okay, this is a moment of time you revealed to all of us because we don't know either. Are you still with Jamie or are you newly single?
I'm still with Jamie, Emma, but thank you for all that.
She wanted to turn this into the episode of The Matchler.
Wow.
Are you really committed to her?
Yes, Emma.
She's still pressing the issue.
Thank you, though.
I think your girlfriend Jamie sent Emma to call in to text. Thanks, Emma. Appreciate you calling in and trying to steal Jamie's boyfriend.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks.
By the way, if you haven't seen these escandaloso videos, they're up on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. Majestic, how did Jamie react to all this, bro?
I want to say that
for real.
Throughout the time I was in the Philippines, I was always in contact with her, like texting or whatever. So I let her know what I would do, and she didn't say anything about the stories.
No way.
Which is kind of concerning, too, because she didn't say anything at all.
She's like, I won't tell him what I did,
so we're even.
What we need to do is save all these stories and then compare them with his next trip to the Philippines if they're still together, and he's wearing a bow tie walking around. How do you do?
Exactly.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.